Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. December 1st, now three prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The hour saith the Lord, to bring the sweet things of my word unto my people. This is that hour, saith the Lord, to make known to them the sweet things of my word, that which I have said, that which I will do. For I say unto you, it is a great hour of deception upon the land, and the world will come together and attempt to bring a plan together to make known to the world that which would seem sweet. But I say unto you, make known the sweet things of my word, that they might know the difference between that which is of the world and that which is of me. So therefore, fill yourself with the knowledge of my word concerning these things, so that when the words of the world come, they will appear and seem sour unto the believer, saith the Lord.
Yea, but be not afraid, saith God, as the things that happen in the last hour happen. For I am your Lord, and I have a place all prepared for you, a safe place, an awesome place, a place of refuge. But I say unto you who do not know me, it is your last chance. For the hour is near, and my son cometh, saith God.
Saith your Father God, let them be sensitive to my voice, to the moving of my spirit. Many things are happening in the days that you are now living in. And I desire to show you, to lead you, to guide you, to direct you, to tell you the things before they even come to pass, that you can be prepared, that you can warn my people, that you can tell them the truth. For they're not hearing the truth. No, they're not hearing the things that I'm saying. For very few are hearing my voice. And very few are walking in the way that I have called them to walk. But you are walking in that way. Therefore I say unto you, listen carefully. Day and night let your spiritual ears be open. Whether you receive it in word or by dream, or even in a vision, be prepared to do the things that I tell you. For the time and the hour is short, but my revelation knowledge to you shall be super clear. You'll understand and you'll know. And because you understand and you know, you'll be able to help others. You'll be able to lead others. They'll follow you, and they'll walk in the victory that I have for my church in this last hour. Saith your Father God.
Stay tuned for a message preached by Pastor Evans later in this program on the same day that he spoke that prophecy. Following Brother Evans' message, there will be some prophecy news behind the news reports. Stay tuned. Now, please let me welcome you to the Signs of the Times International Radio Program. If you have never called in, please call 1-607-201-5663. Just tell me your state and how well you are hearing the program. I don't need any other information, just what state you are in and how well you are hearing the program. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of every program. Now that is called a radio check, and I use it to evaluate the days and times we are on the air. The fairness doctrine may soon become a legal reality. The truth is, it is a muzzle that the homosex liberals want to put on radio personalities like myself to try and stop the biblical truth from being pronounced on the air. You can help by praying and asking God what He might have you send so that I can buy more radio time before they shut me down. I assure you, that is the truth. As liars, you know, the Bible says, stand outside the gates of heaven. Revelation chapter 22, verse 15. Not only that, my friends, liars will go to hell. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Amen. Watchmen shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. So please pray about sending your love gift today to Signs, P.O. Box 122, LISLE, NY, 13797 USA, Lisle, New York, 13797 USA. That address will repeat at the end of this program. I am still waiting on the person God had spoken to send a large gift. Is that you? Please pray about it, and if it is, send it in right away. God is speaking to me daily now about expanding this program to 7 days a week, and that He will speak to the listeners' hearts. Oh, yes, I know, I could step out in faith. However, God is saying for me to wait, and I must do that. Instead of taking that faith step, I need to listen to God, because He's saying wait for the funding to come in first. Now, the message by Pastor Evans. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News Behind the News.
And today I entitled this message for you, Red Hot for God. When we get in the book of Revelation and we read about the seven churches and the warning to the seven churches, one of them there, God says, because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. You know, you make me sick, I'm going to vomit. God doesn't like cold churches or cold Christians. He don't like lukewarm ones. They're no good to Him. We can't do anything for the kingdom of God if we're cold or we're lukewarm. We got to be red hot. We're living in an hour right now when we're seeing more lies. I said lies. More trickery, more deceit coming than we've ever seen before. Have you watched the stock market a little bit? It starts to climb up, and for some reason, somebody pulls the plug and lets it back down a little bit. Then it climbs up a little bit, and they pull the plug and let it down a little bit. They don't want it to change until they want it to change. Today, they're having the G20 meeting in Washington, D.C. All these worldly leaders, and God spoke about that today in our meeting here, that they didn't invite Him. They're not asking Him what to do. They're using their own worldly counsel. They're using their own worldly advice to try to figure out how to get all of us out of this mess. And all that worldly advice is coming from the devil, and they don't even know it. I mean, God created the world, and they're still thinking we're coming from monkeys someplace. You know, God told them the world was round, and they didn't know it until Columbus sailed around it and proved that it was round. They thought it was flat. They didn't know there was four corners of the earth, even though God's word told them that, until they happened to discover it. Thousands of years later, they could have went to the Bible, saved themselves a lot of years, and found out that the world has four corners. And they just found out recently that the center of the ocean is higher than the seashores. And they scratch their head and say, how can this be? Well, Job told us that. He said, have you ever considered the sand, how it holds back the oceans? You know, you and I have got answers. Job told them how to split the atom before they ever made an atom bomb. Thousands of years before. And then they tell us that we got to look to scientists. They don't know what they're saying. We go to the Word of God. Amen. And eventually the scientists catch up to where the Word of God is. Hallelujah. But we've had it. I mean, we can understand the things that God has said. The Bible says that somebody isn't saved can't understand it. So don't let this fear that seems to be gripping the earth grip you. Don't let this fear that the Antichrist is trying to bring. I mean, matter of fact, God talked about that today to us. He said, some men out there, women too, your hearts are going to fail you because of fear. And yet God has told us, fear not. We're not to fear. I mean, we haven't lost this. We're going through this victoriously. Yes. Even though the world doesn't go through it victorious, we're going through this victorious. You say, Brother Evans, are you saying we're not going to see anything? Oh, no, no, no. We're going to see a lot.
Amen.
We're going to see it on our right hand, on our left hand, in front of us, and behind us. But the Bible says it's not going to touch us.
Amen.
It's going to be there. But we're going to be victorious.
Amen.
And if we're red hot, did you ever stop to think when you're red hot that it's a glowing light? And God said we're the light of the world. So when we really get hot, those that are lost, those that don't know which way to go, those that don't know what's going to happen, they're going to come to us. And as they come to us, we're going to be able to give them the answers that they're looking for. not some lie or not trying to cover it up, but we're going to give them the answers. I'll tell you, we've had enough lies the last 2 years, and these people running for president, I mean, these are the ones that are going to be the president, lying to us.
Right.
We look at their lives and we say, oh my. And somebody says, don't touch part of it because it's religious. Which part? The part that come out of Chicago is definitely 100% not religious.
That's
some false cult. Anybody that teaches like that is not teaching the Word of God. The Bible says, love your enemies. I mean, that does not mean we allow them to do everything they want to do, but we love them. We pray for them. I'm praying for the new president. But not the way he probably want me to pray. I'm praying that God will be able to get to his heart.
Amen.
That God will be able to speak to him. That God will be able to turn him to do the things that God wants done. I pray for the Congress and the Senate. Same way. You know, you and I have got to get red hot. I mean, we can't be lukewarm. Here's a scripture verse, and maybe I've shared it with you before, but think about it. It's found in the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verses 13 and 14. This is Paul talking. You know, the greatest apostle that ever lived, other than Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, was Paul. I mean, he wrote most of the New Testament for us. He got revelation knowledge on things that none of the other disciples had. He had it all, it seemed like. And here's what he says. I count not myself to have apprehended. You know, some of you think you've already got there. We're not there yet. There's a lot more we're going to get from God. I mean, revelation knowledge, I believe, is going to be poured out in this hour we're living in right now like we've never seen it before. If we're open, we're going to get a lot. Glory. The voice of God's going to become clearer. Not just in dreams and visions, but in Him talking to it. And Paul says this, you know. He said, I don't believe I've already apprehended. He said, for this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Do you forget the things that are behind? Or are you trying to live on your past victories? Are you trying to live on your past achievements? You know, they're good. I'm not taking anything away from them. But God's got something a lot more. I preached not too long ago, and much better than the crumbs. You remember when the lady said to him, well, even the dogs eat the crumbs off the table? Well, we've got much better than the crumbs. We don't have to eat the crumbs. We've got the Word of God. We can eat the Word of God. We can live in the whole Word of God. So Paul says, forget those things that are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before you. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. God has given to us a goal, especially the church, to reach the lost. We've got to reach the lost. That's our goal. There's still people out there that are lost, so we haven't reached that goal yet. And we need to continue to press towards that goal until Jesus Christ takes the church out of here. I mean, once He takes the church out of here, we realize it's finished. Those people that stick around, they're not going to get in a second chance. We can't find it in the Bible. But we need to be ready. And all the while here, we need to be red hot. We can't be lukewarm. We can't be cold. We got to be red hot. We got to be burning. We got to be a light for God. You know, that's when the anointing and the power comes. When we're on fire for God, the anointing takes place. The power comes. The yoke of bondage is broken. Demons are cast out. People are healed. There's miracles. There's signs. There's wonders. Wow. I mean, there's a lot going on today. And it's for every one of you out there. I know those of you who come to this station, most of you, want to know what's going on in the last days. And we try to tell you. We warn you. We let you know the things that are ahead. God spoke to us, and I found out afterwards that what God said was true. It's always true that Israel is getting ready to set themselves a king.
Right.
That means they've rejected God. You remember back in the Old Testament, they wanted a king, and what did they get? Bad news.
That's right.
And here again, they say they want a king because everybody around them has a king. The king of Jordan, the king of Syria, the king of Iran, the king of here, the king of there. Well, they got the king of kings, but they don't know it.
Right.
And now they're looking for an earthly king. They're only looking for trouble. And that tells us, too, the shortness of the time. I was looking in Isaiah and reading in Isaiah. Oh, boy, it was talking about that. And it wasn't good. It said not only had they turned their back on God, but now he'd turned their back on them, even though he'd fulfill his covenant to them. And it wouldn't be long in the middle of the week, that covenant of peace that they think they're going to get by doing this is going to be broken. They're going to find themselves fleeing to the mountains and hiding in the mountains so they don't get killed.
Right.
And someone will get killed trying to get there to hide.
Right.
And they'll stay there until Jesus comes back with the church to set them free. I tell you, we got to be red hot. The Jewish people have got to get red hot. Forget your sacrifices. Forget your new temple. Find your king. Find your Messiah. His name is Jesus.
Yes.
Glory. Get red hot. Get on fire for God. Look at the areas round about you that need Jesus. Look at the schools. Look at the radios. Look at the television. You know, I'm hearing more swearing by news reporters on television than I ever have in my life.
That's right.
And these are supposed to be the good channel. Well, if that's the good channel, I don't know what they have on the bad channel. I don't want to go there to find out. Well, if they can do that, don't you think we, the church, should get red hot and begin to tell them about Jesus, begin to tell them what the Bible says, begin to tell them what's going to happen? But don't you think we shouldn't lay it right out to them and say, hey, look, this is what's going to happen. And then we want to say there's no God, that we come from monkeys. Well, every monkey that I've seen, I don't know about you, and they've trained some that were pretty smart, and still, they can't talk. Usually they live in a cage. Boy, they don't act like humans. No way possible. And if you've bought that, I want to tell you, there's a book out there by the man that started it all. Go read his book, because on his deathbed, he confesses that all of this was fake, including the dating machine that he invented. And he asked Jesus Christ to come in his heart as the Lord of his life before he died. Derwin, in his own writing. I know all you out there know this, but maybe somebody out there that's not a Christian don't know this. We didn't come by the Big Bang Theory. God created the heavens and the earth. This is why we're seeing some things take place, because our lease on earth is running out. I mean, the earth was only supposed to be here for so long, and we're getting to that place, and only God knows the time, but we can see the signs and know it's very short. So we need to be red hot. We got to be on fire. I mean, get on fire like you never have got on fire. If they call you a fanatic, great. And if they think you're some weird old, great. Hallelujah. Tell them about Jesus. Tell them that he's coming. Tell them that these are the signs that we're seeing. It's not going to be long. They're talking about a brand new monetary system. Doing away with the old because it don't work no more. The dollars and stuff. That's the mark of the beast coming. It may not be at first, but it'll get there.
That's right.
Because God said it would. We need to wake up. We need to realize that Russia is ready to move down with Iran against Israel. We need to realize that China's sitting back there watching, waiting for their chance to move over in that area. We need to realize that the EU is not our friend. Glory. The United Nations, in a way, is our enemy. You know, we need to wake up to these facts. The Bible tells us these things. Get red hot. Don't be lukewarm. Don't be cold. Get red hot. Fire yourself up. Shake the grate. Put some more fuel on the stove. Get the fire roaring. And start telling people exactly where we are. And watch the souls as they get saved. Watch the miracles, the healings, the deliverance. Watch them, for surely they shall take place. If you don't know Jesus Christ, please do it today. If you've never asked him in your life, do it today. And we'll be praying that you do it. It's very simple. Just admit that you're a sinner, ask God to forgive you, ask Jesus to come into your life. Be washed in the blood, and you'll be saved. Then get into God's Word and learn how to live. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. We love you.
Now, the Prophecy News Behind the News reports. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Apostate, new ESV Bible, omitting which is in heaven from John 3:13 and God from 1 Timothy 3:16 and Jude 4. That new ESV or English Standard Version study Bible is selling like hotcakes. More than 111,000 copies have been purchased since its release in mid-October this year. The manager of Westminster's bookstore online sales said the ESV Study Bible is by far the fastest-selling new product in the history of our store. The ESV, which was published in 2001, is based on the 1971 edition of the Revised Standard Version, which was translated by theological modernists and is owned by the National Council of Churches. It therefore follows the critical Greek New Testament that removes nearly 3,000 words, 230 entire or partial verses, from the text of the English King James Version. Omitting, as I said at the beginning, witches in heaven from John 3:13 and God from 1 Timothy 3:16 and Jude 4, among other errors. The critical text is based on Greek manuscripts that were produced in Egypt during the early centuries after the apostles, and that were discarded by the churches for nearly 1,500 years of church history until their recovery by modern textual critics in the 19th century. The ESV was produced by 95 evangelical scholars representing 20 denominations, with J.I. Packer as the theological editor. Many new evangelicals have promoted the ESV, including John Piper, whose books are popular among younger fundamentalists. Watchman comment, every time these apostates write a new Bible, they change or omit more of the original King James Version text. Please get an original King James Version, not the new King James Version, as it is just another translation that also changes and omits text. Revelation chapter 22, verse 19. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Continuing. USA Supreme Court to review Barack Obama's citizenship. A case that challenges President-elect Barack Obama's name on the 2008 election ballot, citing questions over his citizenship, has been scheduled for a conference at the U.S. Supreme Court. The case is set for a conference on December 5th, just 10 days before the Electoral College is scheduled to meet to make formal the election of Obama as the nation's next president. Watchman comment, I hear others laugh on the radio about the silliness of calling Obama a false messiah. It is those who laugh that are fools. I personally have never said Obama was the actual Antichrist, but I do believe if Obama is not, he is an Antichrist or a type of Antichrist. Does that confuse you? Well, please listen to this verse, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Look it up, 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Watchman comment, now do you see the Bible says many Antichrists will precede the Antichrist? Obama has sought out Vicki Jean Robinson, who is a male homosex bishop. Could it be now, let me repeat that, could it be that Mr. Vicki Jean Robinson is being positioned by Satan as the false prophet? My. Who knows? Come soon, Lord Jesus, for he's the only one that knows. Amen. The Obama health plan emerges. Universal government-run health care proved too ambitious even for FDR, who stripped it out of the Social Security Act of 1935. Lyndon B. Johnson settled for Medicare and Medicaid. Now liberals think the political moment has finally arrived to achieve what has eluded every other Democratic president, from Harry Truman to Bill Clinton. Americans need to learn what they're paying for. Watchman comment, and Americans, you will pay, but not for what you thought. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Continuing. A sea of unwanted auto imports. Gleaming new Mercedes cars roll one by one out of a huge container ship and onto a pier, Ordinarily, the cars would be loaded on trucks within hours, destined for dealerships around the United States. But these are not ordinary times, my friends. For now, the port itself is the destination. Unwelcomed by dealers and buyers, thousands of cars worth tens of millions of dollars are being warehoused on increasingly crowded port property. Mercedes-Benz, Toyota, and Nissan are turning dozens of acres of the nation's second-largest container port into a parking lot. Watchman comment, it's about time, America, that you start rejecting foreign imports, even if they are Ford and GM. It is like when Israel asked for a king against God's wishes. God gave them one, and they got more than they thought that they asked for in a negative sense. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Texas grand jury indicts Cheney and Gonzalez of crime. A grand jury in South Texas has indicted U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney and former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez on Tuesday, November 11th, for organized criminal activity related to alleged abuse of inmates in private prison. The indictment has not been seen by a judge who could easily dismiss it. The grand jury in Willacy County in the Rio Grande Valley near the U.S.-Mexico border said Cheney is profiteering from depriving human beings of their liberty, according to a copy of the indictment. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. My. The Bible says, what we sow, we shall reap, and it looks like they're doing it. Amen. Watchman Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. I really appreciated that radio check from that brother in Kentucky.
Hello, this is Paul. Just got out of church and turned the radio on. I'm picking you up just fine in Kentucky on 3185, coming in about S9 or so. So I just thought you'd like the signal report and enjoy the website that you've got. Keep up the good work for the Lord, and we'll see you later.
Won't you call in a radio check and let me know you're hearing the program and where you're hearing it? This program airs with new programs every Monday and Wednesday on WWRB 3.185 at 11 p.m. USA Eastern Time. You calculate your time. It also airs a complete prophecy news behind the news with no preaching a little earlier at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays, WWRB 3.185. Tune in and be blessed. Now, don't forget that love offering. A dear sister just set in $35. Thank you, sister. And how about the one that God told to send a large offering? God and I are waiting. Contact information, website, www.neaiga.org. Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797, USA. 24-hour voicemail, 1-607-201-5663. Repeating, website, neaiga.org. There are over 260 free audio files there for you to download and daily updates on our news and view page. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated NY, 13797, USA. 24-hour voicemail, 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson. Again speaking that simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until then, Maranatha, my good friends, Jesus and I love you all, even those who may not love us back. Amen. Watchman's ending, Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.